January 22, 2020, SWAT for Pedro show. Wop for Pedro show. I ain't the Love Grotto, but I'm near. Maybe two blocks from the Wild Kingdom. Brother Matt had emergency. His tooth is hurting. But Brother Damon here, let us come. I say us because I'm not man alone. Not just him. But the Zigzags Jet. Where'd you drive from?
Near Highland Park.
Highland Park. Okay, so yeah. He had to come down the Harbor Freeway to get here. Welcome aboard, and
thank you for having us.
I know you come to Pedro before, because not just Brother Matt, a couple blocks Wild Kingdom, but also Land's End. And Land's End here is one side of Sunken City. And we started the show off with John Coltrane doing an alternate version of Countdown, and then you guys doing one of your tunes, Running Out of Red, that's on the split 7-inch. Damon put out on Nomad Eel, but also Sunken City, a song you guys wrote, but me and my second man covered for. That's Cus Hanzo's right over here, 26 and Penn. And so what, you found some mota, Sakamota?
we went down there because
come on here.
We went down there because our bass player at the time was from Long Beach. Used to come down here a lot. Big Minuteman fan.
Long Beach is the east side of the harbor, people. We're Pedro's west side. Guimas is north.
So he came over here, and I should say she came over here, and found that spot and told me about it. And we went down there just to take photos one time, and ended up sort of like, we already had like fallen in love with Pedro before playing at Harold's place. And we're all from all over.
That ain't too far.
That's right down the street here. But we're all from all over the country, and it just coming here kind of reminded us of where we came from. So then that's when we went down to Sunken City, and then we ended up writing a song about it because it just reminded me of like spots I used to go to when I was in high school, you know?
Yeah, when we were junior high days, that's where we smoked mota and drank beers.
Yeah.
They didn't have the graffiti on it. Now, that all happened a long time ago. It was really slow motion. It was erosion. We're on the cliffs here, and especially if it starts raining, like the way Paseo del Mar closed, you can't get to Royal Palms from this side. You got to come around Western Avenue. Yeah. There's still a tree. One palm tree survived, but all the rest slid, and that's what happened there. So there was a road coming from Point Furman all the way around, and when it fell like that, it made lean-tos and kind of forts, you know, kind of trippy things. And so there was no fence in the old days. McNerney, you know, we got a mortuary, and the son and a buddy, I remember in high school days, it was really foggy, and they accidentally drove the pickup truck over the side. So gotcha. I think that's when the fence went up.
Right. So now it's illegal to go down there, though, huh?
Yeah, because it's a dangerous thing, but people are always going in there and all that.
But like the word of the mouth goes out when the cops are starting to give tickets.
right. And in fact, Councilman Joe has been talking about maybe opening it up, you know. But it is kind of, you got to stay away. But all Point Furman's like this. There's people falling off all the time. Some people jump. It's, you know, whenever you got cliffs, it's kind of dangerous. But let's start with you. Damon, your earliest musical recollection.
Well, I'll be probably riding my mom's old Mercedes, listening to the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac.
But like a 8-track cassette?
Yeah, it could have been an 8-track, too. I don't know.
Yeah. So that was one of the good things. You could play an 8-track in a car. You could with a cassette too. Cassettes were even better because you could record.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was this thing called a Conorad. I don't know if you ever heard it, but there, it could play 45s, but the stylus was like a nail. It would just, there's a Cadillac in the Nashville, that museum Elvis Presley had. He had a Conorad.
I saw pictures of that.
Yeah, but they could, like, they just destroy you. Right. Of course, the bumps and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, and where was this?
Oh, that was, well, South Dakota.
Okay.
Where I'm originally from.
You know who's from there? No, maybe it's North Dakota. Randy from the Alley Cats.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I think he's from North. I mean, when he was a boy and stuff. Yeah, when I had him on the show, he told me. Okay, so which part?
Born in Rapid City.
Okay, east part. Yeah, I think Cedar Rapids.
West part of the state, Mount Rushmore, Black Hills.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls, yeah.
That's...
Toll opposite side
on
of the
east
state.
Side, but that's where the towns are, and that's where I played.
Yeah.
Also, even North Dakota, right, Fargo, and
Fargo.
There's big river. It's right next to Minnesota and
Missouri River and whatnot.
Right, yeah. Right. So you're on the side that I haven't really been to. There's not a lot of gigs there. It is really pretty. Not a lot of people.
It should be, because Rapid City is a fairly big town.
There should be more gigs, huh?
Yeah.
But it's not part of the route.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try to get something going.
No, Pierre, South Dakota, that's their capital. And I think that's even smaller than Rapid.
Right.
Population size.
Right. Sometimes they do that. They'll make a little town. Like Illinois, right? Springfield's now Chicago.
Yeah. But it's right along the river, right along the Missouri River.
Kind of spread out
right
the whatever that thing. Okay, so in the house, did anybody in your family play music?
Not a one. I grew
but they're listeners, right?
Oh yeah, my mom.
So they got collections.
My mom was a flower child when she was
big record thing.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to a lot.
She loved music.
What about school? Did they have a music program there?
Yeah, they got music programs. Again, I got into swimming instead.
Okay, you know a lot of.
But I got into keyboard when I was a young.
But you know, a lot of schools have cut their program. That's why the Flea started that Silver Lake Conservatory. He went back to Fairfax, you know, where he learned trumpet.
And they got it.
They had closed the program.
That's great for kids to have that.
Yeah, yeah. And I do some benefits for Martin Wong and Calistar to get a music program in their grade school in Chinatown. They put on benefits. So I'm always curious about that.
Yeah.
But your school had it, but you weren't interested. You were more swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was high school, right? So, like, elementary school, I went to Montessori school when I was just a kid up till sixth grade.
Like a Catholic school.
Sort of, yeah. But it was, I got a little bit into violin.
Violin. Oh, so you
and
did last play.
About, it's last about 2 weeks. And
my oh,
got
okay.
Sick of that. Like one of the Alley Cats or something. So.
It sounded like
that. But she also took me to my first concert.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that. But first, what was the first record you bought for yourself?
Ooh. The first record that I bought for myself wasn't even a record. It was a CD.
Okay. It's still music.
It was in St. George, Utah. I was there.
Wow, that's right pretty part.
In the summer, my first job, I was like 16. And I was a busboy for Denny's. And there was a music shop. I think it was a Sam Goody's or something.
Yeah.
They had CDs. And my first paycheck, I went in there and I bought an Ozzy Osbourne CD.
Black Sabbath singer.
Yeah.
With a Blizzard of Oz, a Wizard of Oz.
Blizzard of Oz. Yeah, Blizzard of Oz is like, that's a good one.
Yeah, poor guy's now got Parkinson's. But.
Yeah. But you know, for as hard as he lived, it's a trip that he's alive.
Yeah
really.
You know, so. But because he's going to lose the control. You can kind of see it when he talks and stuff is moving.
It's amazing. As soon as that guy starts singing, it's like a new person.
Yeah. Well, music's a beautiful thing. And so what was that first gig that your mom brought you to?
The US Festival in San Bernardino at the...
I think Steve Wozniak had something to do with
that. That was a long
Apple
time ago. 1981?
Something like that. Outdoor festival.
Yeah, outdoor festival. You know, the reason we went there is my mom wanted to see Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
It was like one of her favorite bands, so... Went there, saw that. The only thing I really...
She probably liked the Stevie Winwood, Lindsey Buckingham version, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure.
Well, Peter Green, she was into that. I mean, that was a...
She loves Stevie Nicks. She liked that.
Yeah, because you know that the thing that... Yeah. It's the bass player and the drummer that's the same. They're completely different bands.
Yeah.
Pete Green wrote Black Magic Woman. Carlos Santana had a big hit with.
Yeah.
B.B. King said he was the most black, white guy doing blues at the time. And then he joined some kind of cult, right? But anyway, be careful. Fleetwood Mac.
That was another concert she took me to. It was a Santana and Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My mom could come along with that one. So I grew up with music and going to concerts and stuff.
Like, how old were you at that Us Festival?
Us Festival? 7, 8, maybe.
Yeah, you weren't even a teenager.
Yeah, the only thing I remember that concert was a giant puddle of mud everybody was diving in and a white horse with a naked blonde lady on it.
Lady Godiva.
I couldn't keep my eyes off her.
Lady Godiva.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Lady Godiva's. There's a trippy Velvet Underground song, right? One side Lou, one side John Cale. Yeah, John Cale. We had some experiences with. But still, without knowing it, maybe it seeped into you, you know, and got you going where you are today with music. You never know about those things. That's why I always ask about the early days.
Yeah.
Here, I want to play the other song that the Zigzags did on this split 7-inch. What was the idea about asking us both to do that?
Well, you know, my very first release was with Jed and Zigzags. Did a live version of KXLU.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah. And
Jesuit school.
You know, I met him in Austin, Texas when I lived in San Antonio.
Ah.
And kept in touch with him.
Yeah, we met about, like, God, it was a long time ago. That was about 8 years ago.
You know, Matt had a show on KXLU for many years, KXLU, called The Blues Shift.
Oh, nice.
Had all kinds of cats on there.
That's awesome.
He did Mersh Radio after too and hated it. That's why he became a teacher. So you guys had a connect in Texas.
Yeah, we met at we met at South by Southwest. I think it was some show at the. It was like a Ty Siegel presents
one of those.
You know, Burger Records, million bands played him. He came up with that. We met there, and then when he got out here, he started wanting to do some vinyl stuff, and we had recorded that. I think we'd done it on tape maybe before that, and then he ended up putting it out on vinyl. We went in there like real late at night. I can't remember the name of the show, but it was like one of those like roll up to the
Stella or something.
School at like 3 a.m, you know. And we hit a back to a rest stop.
I mean, they got years of doing that stuff.
It's like banter.
Stella's still there too. She's been there like 20 years.
Yeah.
But the stuff, Minuteman Firehose, whenever they'd get a new album, we'd always play it first on KXLU.
Yeah.
Great. But still, let's get to the idea of us second man with Zigzag.
So, now that I'm a Pedro local,
yeah,
I don't know if I can be called.
Well, how'd you
feed?
Well, look, I came from Virginia. I was 9, but so I got a little more years than you, but
Pedro
still.
File.
Yeah, we're not. In fact, none of the Minutemen came from Pedro. We were all out of towners that came as boys, you know.
Everybody.
Oh, so that's why, because you now that you're Pedro, you wanted a Pedro band to be with Jay.
Well, he had the song, Sunken City,
like, right?
Man, that's right here.
Right.
Well, it made sense to me to like try to get you on board with that.
Okay.
And it is like, and plus obviously
there was a band for a while called
Pedro Legend, so.
You know that? There was a band called Sunken City. They were the guys that came out of Frijoles Negros.
Okay.
Pat, a longshoreman guy, was a singer. They kind of did reggae.
Yeah.
And they had Vince from...
like a ska.
Vince LaFarga. Well, he was in ska. He with Felix. They had, I don't know, second to last. There was a big scene here in Pedro in the 90s that Todd...
Yeah.
You know, he's a Torrance guy, but that's when he moved here. And Kevin from Anaheim...
Yeah, I got connected.
This whole scene, that's where I got Raul and the second man, you know, and then the missing man, because this whole scene developed that I wasn't even aware of. I was torn so much. So, okay, let's listen. This is a song that Kay wrote the words. It's something off the last Minutemen album.
killed somebody. Confusion. Did anyone gain? How much did it cost?
I climb a short, steep hill. My footsteps crunch the frozen grass. At the top is a house on a pole. When the wind blows, it tips and spins. I stand beneath, laughing. Crows bray. Bare trees scallop the sky. The sky ascends through clouds. I climb a ladder through a hole in the floor. Wind hums through cracks in the siding. Tones are dissonant, an angry hymn. I kneel and peer through a crack. A man climbs the hill. His footsteps crunch the frozen grass. Crows bray. Bare trees scallop the sky. The house tips and spins.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Yeah, it was Zigzags doing Political Nightmare. We had Jaded Azurites, brand new. Oh, no. Balkans Veliki, Macedonia label. Brother Vasco. Clouds. Bit Turner, brand new. Slacken, Simon Grab. Neutrons, neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters. Fucking what? You see them letters that ain't there. Brand new Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal, The Cables and the Wire, Stoma. Not new from the last record, but we just had him on a couple of weeks ago. Rotterdam, great man. Guy plays bass with the fucking bow. Watch out, Jimmy Page. Intersection. Guided by Voices. He just did a 100-gig set. 5 hours on New Year's Eve downtown. He's got a new album already. Number 104, I think. 105. Lurk of the Worm. 21 Vec, that's Brother Vasco. That means 21st century. With Kriyada Gi is Gubviv. And then finally, me and my second man doing Johnny Weissmuller, which is on this split single, Pedro to L.A. You know, Pedro is part of L.A. politically.
Yeah, politically?
Yeah, I mean, we were annexed in 1911, okay. Hometown 1885, but they built this harbor here, and they make a lot of money.
Yeah. Johnny Weissman, he's a swimmer?
He won some Olympic medals and then became Tarzan in these movies in the 30s and 40s.
My third cousin has the chimpanzee for that.
Wow.
Still alive. Damn thing's like 80, 90 years old.
What? Where is he?
Really?
He's got him where?
It's in Palm Springs.
I didn't know they could live that long. Yeah. They can be mean. You got to watch out.
Yeah.
Well, he's so old.
But I mean, their arms are so strong. It's a crazy story.
Rip your dick off.
Yeah, no, pull the balls off of a trainer guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's working with this guy for 20 years or 10 years. And then he brought a new chip in, and the
story.
Dude got fucking jealous and reached his pants.
Bites fingers.
Pulled
off.
His balls out. No, this is one, and this was a lady for space transplant.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd go over to the house all the time. She got a new haircut.
Yeah.
And he freaked out. He bit her eyelids, her lips, and her hands off.
Jesus Christ.
I don't
mean to laugh, but that's fucking...
That's too sick. So your earliest, Jed, your earliest musical memory?
My folks played a lot of music. My mom's from Washington State. My dad grew up in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. And so he was always playing the music that he listened to when he was growing up, which was always black music, you know. So it was
Congo Square.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you know, when he was a kid, it was like, you know, the cool thing to do was go see, like, if you were like a white dude, was go to like an Irma Thomas show. And he lived down the street from Fats Domino. And then he was into like Four Tops, the Platters, all these kinds of bands. He hated like the Beach Boys. He thought that was like weak shit, you know.
Did he play?
No.
He's just listening.
Nah,
he didn't
play. Yeah, he just went
that's
to shows
right.
And hung. He played pool, you know. Like, that's what they did.
No, but I'm wondering how you got on guitar.
Well, I got on guitar just because I was, like, living in eastern Washington in the middle of nowhere. And I had
Spokane?
2 hours south of there, Tri-Cities.
Oh, by Oregon.
Yeah, right. By Oregon, by, like, Walla Walla.
Columbia.
Yeah, exactly. Richmond,
when it turns
Washington.
North.
Yeah, Richmond, Washington.
People don't know that there's rain shadow there, so it's desert.
Oh yeah, it's totally.
I think
desert.
It's all like ripe pine trees, but when you get over those Cascades,
I grew up looks like fucking Joshua Marsh. Tree, you know.
Right,
it's like,
same idea, just a little more north, but you're behind mountains with the oceans.
It's all desert. It might as well be Palm Desert, you know. As far as
so, like, you're out there and nothing to do, so you want to play guitar?
Nothing to do.
And did you do music in school?
No, not at
did
all.
Did your school have it?
No.
Not even marching band for the football team or shit like that.
You know what? One time these kids, you know, they have that kind of marching band shit. One time these kids that I was playing music with, they stole some kid's trumpet from the marching band because they wanted to start a ska band.
Yeah, I was going to say, ska bands made it cool for the guys in the school bands to be in, like...
So they stole this kid's trumpet, but me and my buddy went and got it back.
Yeah, good.
And we brought it back to the kid, anyway. And then we found out later that there was all this other musical equipment that ended up getting stolen later, but I won't say who stole that. But that got stolen from the school. But we were like the Robin Hood, you know. We took the instruments back to the kids.
So you, But your band thing was probably more like after school in the garage or the bedroom. School.
See, what happened was I was doing basement. When I moved from Portland, Oregon to Eastern Washington, and when I got there, all my friends were immigrants from like Southeast Asia, from like Thailand, Laos, Vietnam. Yeah. Their older brothers were all into metal because that's what is popular over there.
Sure, sure.
So they were into like Iron Maiden, Nuclear Assault, thrash metal, Judas Priest, you know,
Slayer,
all that good stuff. Slayer, yeah, that was the first time I saw a Slayer t-shirt was on like a long-haired like Vietnamese kid, you know, like and made it even more like confusing, you know. And so so I started listening to the metal through those guys like really early on, like eight years old, and we were just like we would record ourselves singing along to like Metallica on like cassettes, you know. This is like 1988, so like we were pretty hip at 8 years old for this. And then later on in life, when I got to Eastern Washington when I was in my young teens, a kid moved down from Seattle, and he was like, and he had all these like Dead Kennedys, Minutemen, Black Flag, Misfits shit, and then that's how I started getting into that.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh, this metal stuff's super not cool.
Okay, we're at the end of the first hour, January 22nd, 2020. This is Wap Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. I'm always staying out of towners. January 22nd, 2020, second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
There'll be a certain situation when you'll get everything you want. Onto the final destination, you're taking everything you've got. And so the first thing you'll remember will be the last thing that I said. Well, I'd like to be here for a while. It takes a certain kind of person to get away with making
She's a vernal, and they live with their kids on the outside of town. Have a pencil. They ain't got shit, but they don't quit. They're just waiting on the next life.
Fly for Pedro show. Star of second hour with brother from Ball Jacobs. Henry Kaiser, When Worlds Collide, A Kind of Pigeon. Man, Bear Pigeon. Dan Francia, Devin McKnight, Ann Reich, and the House of Oranges with Dust 2. R. Elizabeth, Tragedy and Trait. And Atlantis Aquarius with Waiting on the Next Life. Now, Atlantis Aquarius and Paul Jacobs, those are both Nomad Eel records artists.
Yes, sir.
So, Damon, tell me about Nomad Eel.
Well, you know, I started, like I said earlier, I started up with the Jed's release. Love of Music just kind of blossomed from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind
of... So how did you meet Paul and the Atlantis Aquarius guys?
Paul Jacobs reached out to me.
Okay.
And I checked out his stuff and I liked it. So.
Where's he from?
He's from, I think I said Vancouver, but he's actually from Montreal.
The other side, French guy, Quebecois.
So he's got, he actually, the LP I did for him, he also, this is a re-release of that.
Okay.
The first release was done by Stone Body Records out of England. And
so this is U.S. release.
Some trippy stuff, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. And what about these other cats, Lattice Aquarius?
Lattice Aquarius, they're out of Dallas, Texas. I'd see them kind of here locally. They came out of California for some shows, and I liked them, so I contacted them, and some good music there.
Yeah, I like a lot.
Yeah.
And so, did you see them when you were living in Texas, or you saw them when they came out here?
I actually saw them when I moved here.
Okay.
Here, so. This is only, like, what, two years ago?
So recently.
Yeah, semi-recent, so.
And, let's see. I got somebody else here I want to play from your label. Timothy Erie. He's Florida, right?
He's based out of Orlando, Florida.
Disney World.
Actually, I did that with it's a split with another label. I did it with Fat Elvis Records.
Fat Elvis.
He's in another indie label.
How old's Timothy? A young guy, right?
He is. He's in mid-20s.
Mid-20s. All right. Let's listen to Timothy.
Oh, By sun and moon, I journeyed west. My song shipped back with poet's heart. Now I feel it surge, swell like a sea, about the crackling of the dwarf cave. About the crackling of the dwarf cave. Bitter blow about his soul, the smooth sea to a spray storm. The wild willow shaken, willow's hard and cold, its work he'll crack the frozen heart. Its work he'll crack the frozen heart. Thank you.
spent my weekend in a home for the atmosphere. I thought I'd do some good, bring someone else
for Pedro show. Yeah, start off with Timothy Eary. I was thinking of Glenn Danzig made a band after Misfits.
Same thing.
And I think the bass guy was Von Eary.
Yeah, Von Eary. Yeah. I think that
that's what made me think it when I saw Tim's name.
Did you ever
played with him? Didn't really hang out, but played with him at the Metro in Chi-Town.
Yeah. Because he gets mad if you don't pronounce that name right. It's Soudan. That's how you're supposed to say.
I can't remember. Because it's Gaelic.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, like Siobhan is like Bohan. Sean is seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like this. Yeah. Okay, sorry for fucking up the Gaelic. A Mayan revolutionary hell yeah after that from the city with She's a Girl. The song Ship Journeys West. That's the Book of Om. And that's something you do. You're doing some kind of collab with Black Tape? Belgium?
Yeah, Belgian band. Yeah.
That's a band?
Yeah, Black Tapes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're out of Belgium.
And the Book of Om?
That's a something that.
That's some of the guys in the band?
Some of the guys in the band.
Doing like a side proj?
Yeah.
Okay. So they got a lot of shit happening. Yeah, I went to their site, and I didn't know whether it was a band or a label. Or no, because they got a lot, and it's all different. It's drip. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
What city are they from?
These are Belgian dudes.
I know what city.
Well, it might be the big one, of course, is Antwerp.
Brussels. I know. I've been there. I'm just asking you guys what city they're from. That's all I was asking.
Well, those are the two big towns, Antwerp and Brussels, but there's also Gant.
Yeah. We played in Charleroi, which is considered the ugliest city in all of Europe.
You know who's from there?
From Charleroi?
Yeah.
Who?
That young poet ended up dying in Marseille. Right? He was with Baudelaire and Verlaine.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Rimbaud.
Oh,
Arturo Rimbaud.
Charleroi?
There's also the... Because Stooges played there. It's actually two names.
Okay.
It's two towns they put together, yeah. And it's on the border near, and there's the Marionette Museum there.
Uh-huh.
And at noon, this big giant puppet does a fucking dance.
Well, it was an industrial town, and then everything got shut down, but so wherever you go, there's all these like metal piping just going through the town. It's all rusted. And
yeah, there's a lot of piping in Romania because of the oil. They would run it over the ground. So that could make it. But we're talking about the same town. In fact, the house he grew up, was born in, they made a museum. So
I had one of my other distributors, they're also a Belgium distributor.
And you know there's a split, right? There's a Walloon and there's a Flam.
Walloon
speaks French. Flam speaks kind of like what the Dutch people speak.
Flemish.
And kind of angry with each other. But also, there's a with the music scene. There's none of that.
Well, in Denmark, there's like an area called Zeeland, and I think they speak Flemish.
Well, that's in Holland.
Yeah, no, it's in Denmark.
No, it is.
Oh, Zeeland. Zeeland's in Holland. You're right.
Yeah, it's southern. Because my Booker man for 25 years, Carlos, is from there.
You're right.
Catholic part of Holland.
Yeah, Holland. I meant
that's Zeeland.
Yeah, but don't they have their own language there though too?
Well, they got like kind of a dialect, of course, because Netherlands.
Yeah,
the ones that really got a different thing is there was a band there called Low, which is dick in their language. And God, what are they called?
In what country?
In Holland, in the Netherlands. It's just north of Amsterdam, but they got their whole... You know, a lot of Europe was like that. They were all little different things.
And
the languages all... Italy didn't have one Italian, you know, for a long time. You know, they picked the Dante one, but the dialects used to be really strong. But I was just wondering about those guys because
Will Z is the lead singer for the Black Tapes.
And, okay,
he's part of that project of the Ohms.
The Book of Om. And then we had Pogues. I had Spider Stacy on the show last week in USA. It was interesting. He lives part of the time in New Orleans. He has got a pad there. And then finally, Imad Wasif off your Nomad Eagle.
Imad Wasif and I were chefs together in the same restaurant not that long ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, through Jed is how.
So he lives in Cali. He's a Highland Park guy.
Yeah, he actually lives out in like Sierra Madre or Altadena out that way, like
the foothills.
He lives up on a mountain. He said, "Yeah."
Johnny Machine from the Tortoise. He's living out there.
Yeah.
And Dave Yao.
Yeah.
Because I think you could get houses and shit.
Dave Yao's wife is
Claire Montclair. Is that right?
Yeah. Because she's good friends with my wife.
Okay. Well, they live out there because it's more economy. That used to be all dairy land.
Yeah.
Altadena.
Right. Montclair, Claremont. The same fucking name backwards.
Allison Anders lives out there, too.
Right.
So what, you think about moving out of there?
Huh? What?
Montclair, Altadena, you know, foothills.
What about it? Am I going to move out there? It's too far from this. I drive already far enough to go surfing. Now I'm going to make it even harder on myself.
Yeah, right. Right, that's far from the water. Yeah. Those guys are like 70, 80 miles.
I grew up in the desert. I'm trying to escape the desert, you know.
Well, Highland Park ain't by the beach either.
I know it ain't by the beach either, but it's like where I can, it's the closest place I can afford to be.
Because Santa Monica.
It's 15 miles to Venice, but it takes Venice, an hour and a half.
And there's no parking in fucking Venice. Like, no fucking Raymond lived out. He had a pad there for a while, and like, it was impossible to park anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially as you get closer in, you know, where the pads are in the alleys.
That's right. I put my surfboard on the Uber, you know, go out there.
You do?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Take a train.
So you know what's by the water, but it's got a sewage treatment thing, is a lot of policemen live there, too. El Segundo.
El Segundo, yeah. Okay.
But it's got odor to it. And also the airport, right? The planes take it off.
Yeah.
A friend of mine lived, Ray Farrell, man, you could hollow your brains out and not hear one syllable.
Yeah.
It just builds up slow like that old I Love Lucy, you know, with the trains going by. But these are airplanes. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour. January 22nd, 2020, Dishwap Pedo Show. Hold tight for hour three. January 22nd, 2020, it's the third hour of the Wap Pedo Show.
seconds before I realized I had to do something.
Yeah. don't wanna think about it, but it seems like death.
Why for Pedro show start the third hour off with Young Creatures? Whatever I can. Tell us about Young Creatures is another Nomad Eel. Yeah. Where's the label name come from? What's a Nomad Eel?
Well,
Eel on the Run.
Something super cool, but it's literally my name backwards. My first and my middle name backwards.
Okay.
I figured, if anybody wants to steal my label, I have something to stand on there. Well, no, it's my name backwards.
My initials are the same backwards. Upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and Young Creatures, where are they from? They're here, right? We played with them in
LA
K-Town.
Band, yeah. Yeah, they're all
what part?
All over LA. The drummer's from right here, Wilmington.
We must.
Originally.
North part of the harbor.
Yeah. And now he lives in LA.
You know an old punk band from We Must? Sacred Trust. Probably the first one out of there. Joe Bison, Jack Brewer. Yeah, so what was the connect?
It was a band that actually reached out to me. Like, I went and met with them and just kind of hit it off, and they're actually my second release on the label.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they got it.
That's trippy how you just run into dudes like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That shows you people, man. Just let your freak flag fly. These people are always tell me, what do you have to do? Just be you. Give it a try.
Exactly.
And we had Crane doing What's the Problem? Another umbrella with the late, great Richard Derrick, even tied fourth. The Healers out of Illinois with Dark in the End. M.B. Jones out of Pusan was Super Abundant. And then another Nomad Eel release, Dream Phases, Crippled View.
Cool. Yeah,
tell me about
another L.A. band headed by Brandon Graham. He works with our friends over at Permanent Records, one of the employees there.
Yeah.
And
what's the connect?
Permanent
Records?
They're friends with Young Creatures.
Okay.
So then the
guilt by association
started. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Started connecting.
No, I mean that. No, that's how it happened in the old days too.
Yeah.
I remember Black Flag. They were out handing out flyers. The Clash finally. They wouldn't play here for a long time. They finally came '79. Long time. When those days things changed quick. Okay. They come in '79. I think it was like February or something. They're handing out flyers and. It wasn't their first gig. It was like their second or third, and they were gonna play here in Pedro at a Teen Post. We couldn't believe it. We looked on the flyer, and they go, "What's trippy about that?" I said, "We're the only punk rockers in Pedro." They go, "There's a punk band in Pedro?" I said, "Yep, us." He goes, "Well, you want to open?"
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think it was like a hippie thing before Charles Manson. If you had long hair, people just trusted you. if you had short hair and wore funny clothes and had a funny name, in the old days, just because, for one thing, the scene was very small. You'd see the same 100 faces at every fucking gig every weekend. And,
because we'd see 30.
Those guys, huh?
Now we see the same 30.
So anyway, that's how we got to BSSTOO2. We're going to play The Shout. You got some new stuff, right?
That's on the new album. Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about The Shout, Jed.
The Shout is...
Well, what about the new record? New bass player, right?
Yeah, every record's got a new bass player.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you can't be a Zig Zag album.
It's usually after a tour, right? The dude gets tossed.
Exactly. Or they toss themselves.
You did your tour, or they toss themselves.
Either or. No one ever gets kicked out. They always quit. So
that's what Alice Coltrane said about John. She said he never says her to anybody.
Yeah,
they just knew when it was time.
I'm like John Coltrane in so many ways, that being one of them. But yeah, man, I never kicked anyone out of the band. They always quit.
Okay, well, let's listen to the show.
Shout, shout. past it along. There in the driveway, till I saw your headlights fade and disappear. Burn out like stars, a Chevrolet train that rolls in the night. I must have had 100 nightmares of you falling asleep at the wheel. I send my prayers. Where are you now? I am still here and going nowhere. Your mother said that you called this morning. Tell them I love you, but I am not returning.
Wow, for Pedro Show, last music for this edition, The Shout from the Zigzags. What's the new album going to be called?
The new album is going to be called? I don't know. We haven't recorded it yet. This last album is called They'll Never Take Us Alive.
Oh, so this is a...
It's off the last album.
Okay, so it's the newest. It's the most recent.
Yeah, it came out in May of last year.
Okay. Yeah. So sorry to get you all happy. It's just, they didn't even record the new one yet. No. So it's the latest
one. We're writing it right now.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, The Shout had the old bass player.
No. He's still in the band.
Oh, is he still in the band?
Still in the band.
Wow, this guy. So you get this guy's going.
I'm
going to
go two for two.
Wow.
We're going to break new ground here.
Okay, we're breaking
That's
new
the
ground.
Plan. We'll see. It's a
okay.
Way
we'll
off.
See. We'll see. We'll see. The International Debt after that with Debt Doesn't Sleep. Molo Manal Balmar with Flat Rat City. Damien Jurado with I'm Still Here, and finally, Punk Fucking Metal, which probably has something to do with your old days, right, in the Eastern Washington.
Well, no, it's the new days, because it's like...
I thought you were growing up with all the metal, right?
I was.
But then your buddy from Seattle turns you on to the punk.
Yeah, and then I saw Cliff Burton.
Oh, so it's like a delayed... Oh, that bass man, right?
Yeah, then I saw Cliff Burton from Metallica wearing a Misfits shirt, and then it like screwed me up even more, because then I couldn't figure out what was right and what was wrong.
And he got killed in a bus wreck, right?
Yeah, yeah. His dad just passed away 2 days ago, actually.
There really?
There was a bunch of tributes to him, because his dad was like sort of this big champion of Metallica.
Helped the band out a lot, right?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I heard tried out for bass after him was Les, and he didn't make it.
Well, I think he's...
No, maybe even before.
Before,
when they were
yeah.
in high school
yeah,
or some
yeah.
shit.
They were like...
They went to high
good.
School, right?
They're good buddies with him, yeah. I just saw Primus opening up for Slayer the other night.
Nice.
Yeah, with Ministry.
Oh, how was that show, man?
Fucking... I was so stoked to see Primus.
What's Slayer,
Primus.
Though, without Dave?
Without Dave Lombardo? It's Slayer with Paul Bustafa. I don't know. I mean, you know.
But to me, man, isn't it a lot of Slayer Dave?
Well, it's like, I mean, I get, yeah. Dave Lombardo is our favorite fucking drummer, you know.
He's
I mean,
incredible.
Yeah, he's amazing. And I mean,
incredible. Okay. And he did it before, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he left the band and yeah. they tried some other guy. And,
yeah.
But I guess this is supposed to be the last.
This was the last show, you know. I mean, Gary Holt's playing.
Did you hear how he got scissored? He asked for a meeting, right? Because they were having to split up 10%. The management was taking 90% or something.
Something crazy like that, yeah.
Can you believe that shit?
I don't know what
I thought
to
that
believe
was the bad
anymore.
Old days.
I don't know what to believe anymore these days. Yeah.
I love lost Dave Lombardo, Tom, though. Right?
Yeah, well, they lost Jeff Hanneman, the guitar
That's
player.
That's it, Jeff.
Tom
and he was kind of the guy.
But I went
Tom's a singer, man, and Carrie. Carrie's kind of the boss, right?
Yeah, Carrie's the boss. Tom's the
But he artist. Was in the leotards. Jeff was the guy who kind of could see that could connect with punk.
The Jeff Hanneman yeah. stuff is what, like, I love about Slayer.
But I think that's what kind of brought it over, in
yeah,
a way,
yeah,
or
yeah.
whatever.
Ooh, I went down recently.
Music's music. It's weird how it's got to be all split with genre.
I went to buy a speaker cabinet downtown, like a couple years ago, and it was Dave Lombardo's band.
Before that.
Something Cross. Dead Cross.
Before
it was their
it was,
practice
yeah.
space, and I got it out of there, and they're like,
yeah, because
oh, yeah.
they were like weird Huntington Park or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like by Vernon and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Meatpacking, but they're all in Riverside now. Somebody told
I know
me.
Know where they are? Okay.
Like with well, Dr. Dre and stuff. Yeah, because you get yeah, out, right?
Like,
once you,
you know,
cheaper out.
You get out.
Follow
yeah, more econo.
Exactly.
Better breathing air.
You know.
There's more smog.
You can follow the food
That's what
truck.
I was saying. Look, what's in the, I know it's your future. You got a record with the second time for bass players. So.
Yeah.
But, Damon, what you got on the...
On got the, a, on the docket. Got
yeah.
A,
on what do you call it?
On hook?
Or on deck.
On deck, yeah. More
got,
baseball metaphors here.
That's right. Well, the next pitch over the plate is going to be... It'll be the blank tapes.
Blank tapes, some belt stuff. Okay.
Well, no, it's a different. It's a similar name. That's the black.
Blank. Oh, blank
the
tapes.
The blank tapes.
Okay. Black tape.
Yeah.
Black so, tapes out of Belgium. Blank tapes is your
the
new
black
product.
Blank tapes out of Belgium.
With the lady yeah. singer, right?
No.
The blank tapes.
No. There is a lady singer. You're right. There is. There's like a, sometimes they do duo.
Oh, okay.
But the blank tapes have they have like a Matt Adams is the head dude. Guitarist.
And they here? Singer. SoCal?
Yeah. Yeah, the SoCal dude lives in Yucca Valley.
Desert.
He plays
yeah.
a lot of.
Okay.
That's one of those guys.
There's a lot of musicians living out in the desert. Well, man, you know, listening to all your records, I love the way that you just, you know, music's music. I love that.
Yeah.
Let the freak flag fly. And that's why we need labels like yours. And I'm very honored to be part of it. Thank you for letting me be with Jed on the split. I'd like to do another one with you.
Even if you get another bass player.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you and I'll talk after the show.
And then we're going to do right now, and of course, good luck with your new record and your, the zigzags and stuff. But right after we get on with this show here, I'm going to be on your
Jed Banger's
Ballroom. So people get ready if you want another dose of Watt, another kind of, what do you call it, setting.
Yeah.
Because I will be the guest, and you will be the host with the most post.
Exactly. I'll do the talking.
Everybody, it's been January 22nd, 2020 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.